Welcome to Learn Digital Audio School. Learn Digital Academy is India's only awarded agency-based institute with university certification and campus placement. This is your host, Faizi. In this episode, we are going to cover what is SEO and the major factors affecting on ranking as on date. Let's welcome Mr. Yogesh Thakur, who has joined us today to share his valuable experience on SEO. He's an SEO expert with a years of industry experience.
Thank you so much for the introduction, for giving me this wonderful opportunity to be in your show. As an SEO expert, I have learned a lot in my experience and love sharing my knowledge in the field.
Glad to have you here. So, let's start the session. What would you tell our listeners about SEO?
SEO, full form, is search engine optimization, and it is an important practice in digital marketing that drives quality and quantity organic traffic to your website. Traffic is like a currency that has more value than any other elements for your website. Because with more traffic, you can engage and reach out to more potential customers, rank higher on search results page, improve brand awareness and visibility. In the long run, you can even monetize the traffic. This is where SEO comes in. The techniques used in SEO help drive traffic to your website.
So, you can make money out of traffic?
Oh, absolutely. There are many digital marketers who are making huge money with their blogs, website through, gaining huge traffic.
Wow, that's a cool way to earn. But why is SEO important?
It's critical to do SEO because without it, all your marketing strategies will fail and your brand's online presence will be nearly invisible. Your website will not get traffic and you will not make any money.
Wow, you certainly do not want that for your business?
Absolutely not. A website shouldn't just be pretty. It has to be optimized for search also.
Right. Next question. So what are the factors that are affecting SEO?
The main factors that affect SEO and ranking are, first one is content. It is very important. As they say, content is king. And a good content will drive quality traffic and earn backlinks. The most important element for good content is value. The more value you provide, the more quality your content will have. Google gives preference to high quality content that has more word count. So adding a lot of unique and valuable content can make Google crawlers happy and it can rank better in the search results. Also, the content should have about 2-3% relevant keywords in it. Keywords are specific terms you use to search for something. And you have things like mobile friendliness you got to work upon. On a day-to-day basis, mobile users are increasing in numbers. Optimizing your site for mobile have to be your top priority. People look for information on their mobiles more than on desktops. The loading speed should be fast and the page has to be structured well. The third quality required is authoritative sites which link back to you. It not only improves your ranking but also makes your site look trustworthy to search engines and users. You can also link to high authority pages to add value to your content and show that you are creating quality content. The fourth factor, very important one, is the page speed. One more time, a major search engine ranking factor, as all search engines prioritize, is the user experience. The fast loading pages gives the best user experience. A slow loading page will make your visitors exit before it even loads fully, and you will get a bad bounce rate. What also matters the most, and many people actually prefer to have a look at the site security, you must have the SSL certificate, the HTTP encryption. It builds a good connection between the user and your website. So as a part of the user experience, Google directs its users to the most trustworthy sites. So site security is a ranking factor. I can even include that one. Adding engagement. Search engines rank the most relevant websites that have the highest engagement, without any doubt. So it does this by determining click-through rate, time spent on site, and bounce rate. You can make the site more interactive by various things, like you can have interactive web designs and graphics. If you have good interactive website, that's it. People are going to spend a lot of time over there and they would love to read content. Using well-architected site, you talk about internal links that help users navigate through your site. Why would you give links on your website which are giving links to others' website, driving traffic away from your website. Try to interlink and let people explore your own website. Title tags, meta descriptions, and these are the things which actually attract the readers. You also have to use the snippets, rich snippets rather. A snippet is a title tag, by the way, URL meta description of a site that shows on the results page. This we are going to cover in detail whenever we meet next. So apart from that, we can even have a look into the structured data, otherwise known as schema markup. So this is a ranking factor. It tells you about the search engine, which is the important page. So well-structured data can help you rank better. You may have noticed in some snippets on the results page, like star ratings, price range on time will be mentioned. It is because of the structured data. You are more likely to click on sites that show these additional information. So such kind of markup will improve your click-through rate. So according to my experience, I think I have spoken enough about the factors which actually affect SEO.
Wow, that was quite insightful. Thank you, Mr. Yokesh.
Well, welcome, Faizi. Keeping in mind these points to optimize your website for SEO can help you rank better.
I'm sure it will. But what suggestion would you give to our listeners that can a single-handedly deep help drive more relevant traffic to their website?
Well, I would say create content that people would love to engage with. Be original, bring some fresh content. Do not repeat things again and again, because original content matters a lot. So a lot of difference can drive to your traffic to your website. Remember always to have unique content. Learn more about the techniques used in SEO in the next time whenever you meet.
That was some valuable information. We can surely learn to a lot from it. Thank you for your joining us, Mr. Yokesh Thakur. Stay tuned for the next episode where we share some latest tricks for SEO. You surely do not want to miss that. Subscribe to podcast to receive more awesome content. Do share your valuable feedback and let us know what you would like to our expert to share information on. Reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, or visit our website www.learndigital.co. Link is in the description. Thank you for your time. See you all the next session. Have a great day.